Welcome to Nova's Here. My name is Greg Horn. I want to talk to you about today about that you are clarfed. I know some of you are like, what did he say? You are clarfed. C-L-A-R-F-E-D. And that's based off Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. And I got this for a friend of mine, Sharon Calhoun. A good friend of mine, Sherry Matherly, is in her Bible studies that she teaches quite often. And she gave this out when she was teaching about love and this passage in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. And it's an acronym, CLARF. And I love acronyms, as you know, if you listen to Hope Is Here frequently or have heard me speak at somewhere. And I always want to let you know that I would be glad to come speak at your church or to your men's group or to your organization, talking about hope and just trying to encourage people. And if you'd be interested in that, you can contact me through our website, hopeishere.today. There's email and phone call, phone number there. So check us out, hopeishere.today. We'd welcome the opportunity to speak at your church, whether it's on a Sunday morning service, Wednesday night, or to a life group. And so just contact me at hopeishere.today. Also remind you that you can always catch any of our 14-minute programs. Maybe you tune in the middle of a program and you miss, want to hear the whole thing, or you want to share it with somebody, encourage somebody, go to our website, hopeishere.today, opportunity to do that, or go to our web, also go to Podbean or iTunes, and you can subscribe to Hope Is Here on either one of those, at iTunes or Podbean, and then it'll automatically send you our 14-minute programs that we do each day, Monday through Friday, or sign up for our weekly email. It just comes out on Saturday with a recap of our programs on Monday through Friday and links for you to do that. At most, we might send two emails a week. Usually, it's just the one on Saturday, and you can sign up for our weekly email at hopeishere.today. But let me read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7 that lets you know that you can, that you are clarfed if you are a follower of Jesus. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son, Jesus. God is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. Just a great passage of scripture there, those five verses, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. And CLARF, the acronym, it stands for the letter C, chosen, L, we are loved, A, we are adopted, R, we are redeemed, and F, which I know somebody needs to hear today, is we're forgiven. We are forgiven. And you go through that passage, those five verses I just read, and that's where these 5 points came from. And once again, I want to thank Sharon Calhoun and let me borrow this. She may have got it from somebody else, but the fact of the matter is, friends, that we all, if you accepted Jesus, we are chosen, loved, adopted, redeemed, and forgiven. And I want to remind you today that you are forgiven if you accepted Jesus, and we need to quit being so hard on ourselves. And it all starts with just realizing that you've been chosen by God. I mean, a lot of us, I know, played sports as a kid growing up, and maybe sometimes you didn't get picked to be on the all-star team, or maybe you didn't get picked on the team you wanted to be in class, or maybe you even deal with maybe some rejection as an adult. I mean, I've applied for some jobs, trying to get some benefits since with ministry and Been working some part-time jobs on top of Hope Is Here, but and was hoping to get those because I would get benefits, and I haven't had those for a while. And yet God has provided. He's been my protector and my provider, as I've been praying that since I left a safe job on a church staff 6 years ago. And I'm thankful and really humbled to say how God has met my needs. Doesn't mean he hasn't gotten nervous at times and stressful a little bit. Same time, I just pray that simple prayer every day. God, thank you for being my protector and provider. And he's done that. But I've applied for a few jobs, and a couple of them I thought I was great fits for, had some contacts, and really, really thought I was going to get them. In fact, it came down to me and one other person with one of the jobs, and I didn't wind up getting it. And, you know, I was extremely disappointed. But you know what? I had to be reminded that if I really believe Romans 8:28, all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, then I got to trust that when that thing didn't happen, that I was not chosen for one of those full-time positions that I was trying to get. And I want to remind you today, maybe you've been rejected, whether through a failed marriage or a job loss or applying for jobs like I have, or you just had some rejection from some things as a child. Maybe you just felt like your parents had other siblings that they played favorites, and they may have not really meant to do that, but it just happened. And I'm fortunate I never felt that way with my mom and dad, even though I'm the oldest of four, a brother and sister that are twins that are 3 years younger, and then a younger brother 7 years. And my mom and dad just were amazing, making us all feel valued and loved. But sometimes people feel like maybe they aren't the quote-unquote chosen one in their family. And I just want to remind parents listening, to even with nieces, nephews, grandchildren, just to try to love them all the same, because God loves you, and we've been chosen by him. And when you look at that in verse 4, it says, even before God made the world, God loved us and chose us. Isn't that great to know that God chose us today? Letter L and the acronym CLARF, okay, is God says in this passage in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7, that we are loved, that we are loved. We just talked about that, about he chose us, but it says right before he chose us that he loved us. And some of you just, we've been talking about love all week on Hope Is Here, because I really believe a lot of people listening, they just don't feel loved. Yeah, they might be married, or they're in a dating relationship, and or they may have a house full of people, and yet they just don't feel loved. Or maybe there's people that are widowed or divorced, and they're single, or they live alone, and they just don't feel loved, even though they're a follower of Jesus. And I just want to remind you that you are loved, and that God loved us. And because he sent Jesus, we know that actions speak louder than words. And so that word love is just, we've been talking over and over about this week, and maybe you need to listen to some of these programs again, 14 minutes long, just listen to one in the morning, you're getting ready for work, and then another one on your way to work, and then maybe one on your way home, and or on your during your workout. But just I think we can never be reminded enough of how much God loves us. You really can know how much God loves you through his word and through things like podcasts. The letter A in I am CLARF stands for I am adopted. I want to ask you, do you ever feel like you just don't belong? We all feel like that sometimes, don't we? And sometimes we do, especially in this world, because remember, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. And all this is temporary. This is just a dress rehearsal for our final destination, which is heaven. But that gets tough sometimes, and you feel rejected and feel like you just don't belong. And especially to a lot of my single people out there. But I love in verse 5 of Ephesians chapter 1, it says, God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And I've shared before that I don't have children of my own, but when I was previously married, we foster parented two little girls. They were sisters. They were 3 years old, and the baby was literally 6 months, and their names were Hope and Grace. And, you know, even though they weren't my biological kids, and it was just temporary through foster parenting, I love those two little girls. Like, they were my own. I truly did. and felt like they were my family. And people saw us out, they would just assume that they were. And, you know, I just want to remind you that, man, God's adopted you into his family. And there are no foster children with God. If you've accepted Jesus, and that's one of the beautiful things about being a follower of Jesus, that you're adopting his family. And I can remember I was going on vacation to the Bahamas many, many years ago when I had my grocery store, and I was reading my Bible on the airplane, and one of the guys that was the airline attendant, he's like, "Oh, you are a Christian." And I said, "Yes, I am." And then he invited me to his church, and it winds up they met at the hotel I was staying at. And so I went one night to one of the services, and actually they asked me to come up and share a few words. And it was just kind of an anointed time with God and with these fellow believers, and it was so great. I was the only Caucasian person in the room, but you know what? I felt at peace and love, and because I was with my brothers and sisters in Christ. It was one of the most powerful worship experiences I've ever had, being a part of that room. And I want to remind you that you're not alone. You've been adopted to the family of Jesus if you surrendered your one and only life to him. And maybe you had a bad experience at church, but go back again, forgive people, or go try a new church. There's over 300 churches just in Lexington, Fayette County alone. I know we have people listening over 12 different counties. There's lots of churches. But give it a second chance, because you belong there. You're adopted to the family of Christ. Letter R in the word Clarf. So far we've got you've been chosen, you've been loved, you've been adopted. We'll talk about the letter R, redeemed. The word redeemed. Man, we like being redeemed, don't we, if somebody's done us wrong or something. But, you know, that's not what God's talking about. The word redeemed talks about we gain or regain possession of something in exchange for payment. But I love here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 7, it says, "So God is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom." He purchased our freedom. In other words, we were redeemed because of the blood of his son and forgiven of our sins. It's in verse 7 of chapter 1 in Ephesians. And there's a great song by Big Daddy Weave called "I Am Redeemed." And we'll try to put that with the podcast version of this on our website, hopeishere.today, and you'll just be blessed to live that song, listen to that song. The lead singer just has such a great voice about "I am redeemed," and God does redeem just the problems, the heartaches, the disappointments in our lives. And I'm so thankful in that verse 7 in chapter 1 of Ephesians, it says that God is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom. He redeemed us with the blood of his son and forgave our sins, which leads me to the F in Clarf. Letter C is chosen. Letter L is loved. Letter A, adopted. Letter R, we just talked about redeemed. And last but not least, the F is we are forgiven. And friends, I want to remind you that God has forgiven you. So why don't you forgive yourself and also others that have hurt you? I shared this quote yesterday, but like my good friend Roy Stewart says, you know, when you hold on to anger or unforgiveness, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And when you realize that you are clarfed, if you're a follower of Jesus, the positive thing that you're chosen, you're loved, adopted, redeemed, and forgiven, you can forgive others, because you realize how much you've been forgiven. Well, I hope you'll share this program with somebody else today, and I hope you'll join us next time. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.